Hey, this is Philip Zuber with Empowerment Sessions, and as always, I'm excited and ever so grateful for the opportunity to have these conversations with you, wherever you're joining me from. Thank you. I wanted to give you a caution that the sound quality that you're about to hear is not as superb as it normally is. While I was recording, I didn't realize that I didn't plug my mic all the way in, so the audio is coming directly from my computer versus from my microphone. But I didn't want to try to change it because, as you'll see, the flow and the passion and just the real time thought process here is just, it's, I can't duplicate that in the same exact passion. So I wanted to give you that raw, uncut, uncensored conversation because sometimes that's the best way to do it. Unscripted and just go with the flow and let what's in you really come out. So I know that this podcast today, this particular episode is really going to speak volumes per se. So turn your ears up. Let's go.
Hey everybody, this is Philip with Empowerment Sessions. What's going on? It's so good to be back. This is season 2. And I want to tell you that so much has occurred since the last time I've spoken to you. So much in the media, so much in the culture, so much in the country, and listen, so much within. Can I tell you that? Within. So I'm glad to be back. This season, I want to talk about something that is so familiar, yet so underused. It's something that everyone really needs. You know, this podcast, Empowerment Sessions, is really meant to bring out what's already within you. Because so many times we are externally driven. We compare ourselves with what's on the external and we overlook the power and the potential of what's within each and every one of us. We overlook the good that's within us. You know, the Bible says that within these earthen treasures, or these earthen vessels more so, there are hidden treasures. And I'm paraphrasing that, but listen to that. Within these earthen vessels are hidden treasures. And they are to be discovered. They are to be searched out. The greatest thing that we can do in life is activate what's already on the inside of us. What's already on the inside of us. And if you ever think about it, some of the greatest mistakes and failures have their cause on this truth of not looking, identifying, and accepting what's within us, not acknowledging. Whether it's the truth that we fail to acknowledge, or even acknowledging that what we have believed in about ourselves, concerning ourselves, and maybe even the people around us, has not always been truth. It's accepting that truth. And I'm using that word truth intentionally because facts are proven to be false or proven to be true, but truth is truth in its essence. It stands all by itself. Whether you choose to believe it or not, it's still true. Whether you choose to acknowledge it or not, it's still true. And so what I want to do is I want to talk about this season, drum roll please, affirmations. You heard it. Affirmations. And you're probably thinking like, affirmations. No, affirmations are powerful. And I want to deep dive into why they're powerful, and then I also want to share some with you. I want to start with this particular podcast to tell you just a few minutes why it's so essential. The greatest thing that we can ever do is identify who we are and know who we are. And that identity and that knowing not be attached to anything that is subject to change. I'm going to say that again. With that identity and that knowing being attached to, not being attached to anything that's subject to change. In other words, you can't define yourself by a trend. You can't define yourself by fashions. You can't define yourself by economic status. You can't define yourself by a job. You can't define yourself by your marriage and by your relationships. Those things are impacted by your identity, but they are not the essence of your identity. And I believe that that is worth rewinding, pausing, and as the biblical word Salah would say, think on that. Because in this society, in this culture, in this world, and if I'm honest, I don't think that it's something that's new. This has been going on for eons of time where people have attached themselves in the form of their identity to things and to positions and to people and to statuses. And what we find is that all those things change. You know, your best friend in middle school may or most likely is not your best friend now. Your high school crush is most likely not your crush now. There's so many things and different variables that have changed. Your desires have changed, your tastes have changed, your thoughts and your perspectives, your view on life has changed. And the things that you value, your value system has changed. The things that were important then that connected you to for that time and that season have changed. And so you can't live your life off of those things because those things are interchangeable. Your friends are interchangeable. So when we talk about affirmation, you think about that word affirm. Because affirming brings to mind that I am validating something that is. I am not only validating it, but I'm acknowledging what is, right? I'm not making up something. I'm not creating something out of the blue that has no relevance to who I am and my life and my meaning, my passion, my purpose, and my existence. No, I'm not grabbing anything out the sky. I'm not grabbing what other people said about me or what other people think that I should be or have imagined me to be. No, I am affirming what is. I say that again. Affirming what is. That is important because when you talk about affirmations, this is point number one why affirmations are valid and why they are important. Because life will make you forget who you are. Situations will pull you outside of who you are if you let it. Your feelings and your emotions will cause you to act outside of the perimeters of who you are. And it is important to never forget who you are. In my mind, I think of when Moses was going before Pharaoh and he said, I can't speak well, I stutter, and there's so much about me that is imperfect. So when you send me before this powerful man, Pharaoh, when you send me before someone who's going to question me and all of my imperfections and try to take away the validation from which I'm standing and try to take out the potency and the authority from which I speak, by focusing on my imperfections, I need to know who's sending me. Could you imagine how Moses could be confident in a God who didn't know who he was? And God says, tell him that I am. And because Moses could stand in the reality and in the depthness of that statement, he was able to muster up the courage to stand before Pharaoh, to go before people who condemned him because he had murdered someone 40 years and flee the land 40 years ago. The people condemned him and said, who are you? What make you the judge? Who made you our deliverer? Now he can stand before these very same people and declare that I am because I am. And he can make a bold statement, a declaration that will cause the very powers, the political powers of that day to respond to his statement because he stood in the clarification of knowing that he himself was validated and sent by the great I am. I am. not I was, not I will be, but I am. A statement that defines all the limitations of time, that recognizes that every moment of the now is in the now. It is present. It is currently existing. And that and those, rather, are the moments that count. Not the past, but the I am moments. What I do with this now moment. God says, I am. The Bible also declares that we were made in His image and His likeness. And I believe that we too. In order to overcome the obstacles of what we were, what we was in our past and what we have done and the things that we're trying to overcome, the things that we are have been transformed from, the changes in our lives, in order to walk in the validation of in the richness and the potency and the discipline that is us, that creates our future, where we're headed, that speaks about the confidence that we now stand in, we have to walk in the affirmation and the self-affirmation of who we are. Tell yourself, I am. Every affirmation that we're going to talk about going forward begins with those two words, I am. And it's important because I, that word, I, it has to be based upon a truth that is within you. And I understand that within us, there are so many nuggets, and there's a great richness, and there's so much in terms of potential and value and probability that is within us that is yet to be discovered. We have to understand that at the core of who we are, we have to understand that I am. So as we go forward in this series, I don't want to give credence to who they say you are, or who they say I am, who they feel that you are. I think it's important to discover who we are as individuals. You know, earlier episode in the first season of this podcast, we talked about the fact that everything that happens on the external is a result of what is on the internal. And the deeper reality of that is sometimes what is on the internal or what we see on the surface level internally is because we haven't dug deep enough to acknowledge the truth of who we are at the core. You know, I remember going through a period in my life of redefining who I was. Not according to trends, not according to fashions, but I just had to look at myself and really reconnect with the values that are important to my life, the things that make Philip Philip. Yeah, Philip has had some failed relationships. Yes, Philip has had some career decisions that, yeah, I could have given that a second thought. Yeah, Philip has had some moments where he's been depressed and he's felt very insignificant. He's felt like a failure. But in all of that, I found out that I'm not a failure. I am not depressed. I'm not depression. That was just something I experienced. But in that experience, there was something that brought out that was true concerning myself. And I believe that at the end of the day, we have to come to the truth of who we are so that we can make, and I want to use this word, a righteous declaration of who we are. So as we go forward in this series, I want you to make a list of all the things that you think you are. And I want you to set aside some time to strategically think through those things. Sort out whether they are valid and why they are valid. Let's dig deeper. Let's not stay at the surface of just saying this is what I am because I've always been like this. No, let's dig deeper. If this is who I am and this is what I am, why am I? Why? Was this a choice? Was this something that was of my culture? Was this something of my upbringing? Or was this the sum total of the things that I have experienced? And have I taken my experiences as the sum total of who I am, although there is so much more to be experienced and to be learned and to be explored and discovered? Have I limited myself by how I have described myself and believed myself to be? I am. You might say, I'm a failure. Are you a failure? Why do you feel like you're a failure? Who told you that you were a failure? Are you a nobody? Who told you you were a nobody? Why do you feel like you're a nobody? What metrics are you using to come to that conclusion that you're nobody? And if you are somebody, what metrics are you using to determine that you are somebody? If you are the greatest that there ever was, you'll never know a love like me. If that's you, what metrics are you using? Are they all external? Is there anything within you to validate the truth or validate to what you're saying as the truth? Not a fact, not your self-opinion, but the truth of who you are. And I know everybody's done something stupid. Everybody's done something that they're not proud of. Everybody's done something that they're not proud of. Everybody's done something that is regrettable. But is that the definition of who you are? You know, I want to close today with this thought. And it was a revelation. It was a revelation of truth. You know, I thought about when Jesus asked the disciples, he said, who do men say that I am? And they begin to say, some say that you are Isaiah, and some say that you are Elijah. And, you know, they had these, they were able to articulate. They were able to articulate, hear me now, what everyone else thought about who Jesus was. And Jesus didn't try to defend it. Jesus didn't try to validate it. He didn't try to make it a discussion. But I believe that he brought it up to lead them to a greater truth. And sometimes this is what we have to do. We have to acknowledge the surface level of opinions and other thoughts. And we have to get through those so that we can get to the truth. It's kind of like a... I don't know. I guess in my mind, I'm thinking of a really good pie in the middle of it. You know, there's the flavor. There is a combination of, you know, all the flavors which in that pie. You know, I love key lime pie. You know, I just can't eat the top of the pie. I gotta eat the whole thing. You know, you might laugh at me when I say this, but, you know, when I put the whole thing in my mouth, you know, I can taste the crust. I can taste the flavors. And to me, man, it is the bomb. I love key lime pie, you know. But I can't enjoy it if I'm just eating the crust by itself. I can't enjoy it if I'm just eating the, you know, just the top layer more so. Let me say it like that. I can't enjoy it if I just eat the top layer. I gotta have the whole thing. And so when we talk about affirmations, you know, we can't play around with like different portions and pick and choose what part we want to acknowledge. And no, eat the whole roll. That's what one of my old pastors used to say. Eat the whole roll. Don't choose what part you think is good for you and throw the rest out. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. No, eat the whole roll, right? So don't just, you know, think about the surface level of what other people are saying. Jesus said, okay, now that we've identified who men say that I am, the next thing he said was, you guys have been with me. You walk with me. You fellowship with me. You have been with me in personal settings. You've seen me. You have abided with me. You literally fellowship with me. Who do you say that I am? And Peter says, I want the Christ. I want to say the Son of the living God. And with him saying that, Jesus says, surely flesh and blood is not revealed unto you, but my Father in heaven. In other words, some layers of truth you can only get to after you have surpassed the surface of other people's opinions, other people's expectations. Once you get past that, there is a revelation of truth. And then Jesus said, now let me tell you who you are. You are a rock. And upon this revelation of who I am in your life, I'm going to build my church. And I want to tell you that as we deep dive into the revelation of who you are, I just hear some people saying, I know who I am. I am this and I am that. Ooh, what spirit are you coming from? What mindset are you coming from? Like, what's underneath all that? Is it ego? Is it pride? Is it a wall of bitterness based off of past experiences where you have to boast loudly about who you are? Or is it a true self-examination to say, you know what, this is who I am. I don't have to prove it. I don't have to debate it. I don't have to shout it out from the mountaintops. I can just be it. I am. I am that I am. Jesus takes him to a deeper truth and says, you are alive. And upon the revelation that is within you of who I am, I am going to be the Lord. That's what we're going to do. We're going to deep dive into affirmations. And I'm going to bring out some personal affirmations and then we're going to build on those affirmations. Yep. You ready for it? I'll see you next time. We'll talk about it. We'll go maybe a little deeper. Until then, make that list of, you know, who you are. And do a self-analysis of, all right, this is what people think I am. Is there any truth to that? Where did I get that from? This is why I think I am. You know, is there any truth to that? Why do I think that this is who I am? You know, and I understand some people, you know, attach their identity to the pain of the past and say, you know, because I suffered this or because I experienced this, I found out that this is who I am, you know. And I'm not the judge. I'm not the one to check off a check or an X and say it's right or wrong. But I am the one to lead you into this pathway, into this journey of empowerment by saying, let's deep dive into who you are. And let's find out, because your future is not depending on everyone's opinions about you. Your future is not depending on you buying into everyone's expectations. Your future is dependent on you walking the revolutionary truth and affirmation. You are. This is Philip Suber with Empowerment Sessions, empowering you, helping you to be who you've always been. I'll see you.
Hey, thanks again for joining me on this podcast. I'm sure that you got what I meant when I said the flow and the passion behind what I was saying, and even just the thought process really, really, really should have reached out and grabbed you today. So, hey, activate. As always, please make sure that you subscribe and also share this with somebody, anybody, because it's going to be a blessing and a benefit to everybody. I'll see you soon.